You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
For everything Cleveland Browns, you are all well aware to be here from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday on ESPN 850 WKNR for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But the Browns allow you to be connected to them at all times, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
Now you're talking.
With the latest news, photos, videos, and more, visit ClevelandBrowns.com.
Right.
Download the mobile app. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and
love
Instagram.
Love us on Facebook. Isn't there a love
button? There should be a love button. Because I feel like, eh. What do you think?
When people
what do you
say
think about that creep Nathan? Eh.
Right.
I like him. Eh.
I want him to love us. We get likes. We get a lot of likes on our stuff that we write. Matt Florjancic, our
yes.
staff writer, and yours truly. I do Carucci's Call, which is sponsored and
by Rebel Wireless.
Yes. Well, yeah, it is. And
there's something else that I think people should love. There's a pregame show that is the best way to get prepared for the game on Sunday, September the 8th.
Yeah. And while the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Network, we have a preview show that's tonight. And it airs from 7 to 8 p.m. Michael Regai and yours truly will be on it. And you are going to hear tonight from Joe Hayden, from Trent Richardson. We are not messing around.
That's what I said. Playtime's about over. Let's just go right to the top. Let's just get two of the biggest stars on this team. It's week one. Everybody's excited. And I got to see, you know, these guys today. And I know they're fired up. Joe Hayden, quiet confidence.
Yeah.
Maybe even not even that quiet. Confident.
Just flat out confidence.
I like it.
Speaking of confidence, another transition here.
Segway.
The quarterback, I think, has shown it through this offseason, through this training camp, and I think through most of this preseason. Maybe the Indy game, not so much. But as they prepare for Miami, one of the things that Rob Chudzinski was asked about today is, you know, is there an area that he'd like to see Brandon Whedon improve on?
Well, I don't think there's anything that just stands out in that way. I think he needs to continue to progress as any player would that's, you know, at the experience level and where he's at. And each game, guys tend to get better. And you know, the more experience they have, the more they learn. And, you know, the more that they grow through time.
And I think that's a fair assessment of Brandon Whedon. I think it's interesting because these guys were basically asked the same question, but from different points of view. The coach, Rob Chudzinski, talking about what he'd like to see Whedon improve on if there is such an area. And Brandon Whedon was asked how he feels he's progressing in the new offense.
Yeah, I think so. And it'll be good to get out and, you know, obviously, you know, when it means something. I think, you know, the preseason, you know, we did some good things, you know, had a lot to learn from. But I think I'm on track. You know, I'm definitely not pleased with and satisfied. I want to continue to get better, but I think that comes with, you know, again, playing and studying and keep continuing to learn this offense.
You know, the caller we had just a short while ago,
Hassan,
asking about Whedon, and he made the comparison of Derek Anderson as a physical specimen, big, tall, strong quarterback, and will he be that guy who, and you hope, what you hope for is that he's not Anderson, who became destined to now be a backup in Carolina and really didn't prove it consistently, obviously, as a starter here, had the one outstanding year with Rob Chudzinski in 2007 when Chud was the offensive coordinator here. But I think the difference with Whedon is the system in which he plays now. I think big, strong guy with a chance to have plays, have a scheme and plays called that take advantage of what he does. And he talked about how big an asset North Turner is to him.
Well, I think a lot. I think he knows the system, obviously, but he knows what we do well and what we're able to, you know, as far as what our receivers can do and tight ends and so forth. But I think he's again a huge asset for this, probably the biggest asset for this offense, because he's, you know, this is his system. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's, we're not relying on him. He's going to try to put us in position, but there's going to be times he's not going to call a perfect play. You know, he can't do that. It's not possible. So it's up to us to make it work. You know, me and the receivers and up front. I mean, it's just it's tough. He's good at what he does, but, you know, he can't be perfect. Can't call a perfect game. So it's on us to make the plays right.
And that hits the nail on the head, right? Because he knows now whether or not North Turner can or cannot call a perfect game, because Bernie would say he probably can because he just is right all the time, North Turner. But it's a matter of, I think, the players feeling like they're in a position to succeed now in this offense and having the confidence that the game plan will be called in a positive manner and that they just have to go out and execute it.
The thing that you hear from former Turner players quarterbacks, especially a guy like Troy Aikman and others who have been in his offense. We've heard Bernie Kosar say it on this show, who have been a part of his play calling, and hearing those plays, or you know, hearing what's relayed to them, is a sense of rhythm and timing. And I think play calling, when it's at its best, Charlie Weiss excelled so much at this as offensive coordinator, play caller for the New England Patriots. Charlie Weiss, that was really his key and his feel. And, you know, where does that come from? I mean, I think it's something intuitive that you have. And Weiss actually did this as a head coach at Notre Dame. That was one of the best things he had. Now, there were a lot of other things that didn't work out for him, and he's no longer there as a head coach. But, you know, I go to this thinking that you have a certain mindset of knowing when and what to call, and knowing what your quarterback can handle, knowing what works for him, that you spend this critical time. This is why today, so important, tomorrow, these next 24, 48 hours, where coordinator, play caller, and quarterback are so dialed in together that they know precisely what's going to work on Sunday, that you have that level of trust. And then the plays he doesn't like, the plays that you see and you don't like, or that you hear Brandon Weeden, your quarterback, tell you, and Norv Turner is great at this, how do you feel about this one? How good do you feel about this particular play? That gets thrown out of the game plan. You toss it. You don't try to force it. Or you put it aside and say, not as comfortable with it.
Let's work on it.
And then if really it comes down to a situation where it's the best play to call, you might still call it. You might still call it saying, he'll hit it here. But most of the time, you want to, by the time you hit the game, you have gone through multiple days of practices where everything you're calling, where everything you've put in that game plan, your quarterback and the people surrounding him have executed as close to flawless as possible.
Exactly. That's what practice makes perfect. And one of the things that a good offensive coordinator will do is understand the strengths of his quarterback. And one of the things Brandon Weeden was asked about is one of the things he's improved on from last year to this year so that he can increase his arsenal of strengths for Norv Turner.
Yeah, I think, again, just confidence in what we're doing offensively. I think, you know, my understanding of this offense, you know, now compared to last year. And then, you know, I think seeing defenses, seeing blitzes, seeing those things, understanding our protections. And then just from a leadership standpoint, I think on the field, if something's not right, it's my job to make it right, whether it's emotion or somebody lines up wrong. I mean, those things last year, I was so worried about what we were doing and not making a mistake from my end. Now, you know, it's my job to get those guys lined up.
That's a huge point and a huge awareness. I like that he's pointing that out. I you know, you could guess that would have been the case, that he went through what a lot of rookies go through, and that is the idea of not being so thorough in your understanding of what you're doing and understanding of the offense and of what your coaches are expecting, that those – but you don't want to admit it a lot of times. You're like, hey, I'm the quarterback. I'm being paid to be the starter. I've got to have all the answers. And sometimes you're pretending to have answers, and you're really not having answers. I think he's at a stage now where he trusts himself more, but he also trusts what he's getting from the coaches because it fits what he does, and they're on the same page, and they trust him. I mean, when you talk with Norv Turner – And talk with any coach, there's always an edge. There's always that sense of anxiety, and that's just the world in which they live. But I do get a feeling that one of the things that doesn't have them totally up at night and feeling concerned and worried about Sunday's game is that they don't trust their quarterback. They do.
And they saw him in this offense in the first 2 weeks of the preseason look very, very good. Even in his worst game in the preseason, he wasn't turning the football over. So I think there is a level of comfort and trust. And I think it comes on both sides, right? The knowledge that the system is right for the skill for the player helps coaches. And it also helps the player know that he's in the right system and his coaches are putting him in the best position to succeed. We talked about, you know, from a player perspective, one of the things that Brandon Weeden is able to take a lot of these things out of his mind and just focus on executing the play at hand. And I think that's a big departure from where he was last year, where he was thinking through what he was supposed to do, what the right reads were. I think with this level of coaching that he's getting in this offense, he has an opportunity to just focus on execution. And when you're not thinking about ancillary things, you can do your job better because that's where all your focus is. When we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Gerard Cherry will join us on the hotline to talk Browns, Dolphins, 4 days away. Right now here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
So it's 4 days?
4 days.
Sure.
Rolling on 35s. Heard a girl by my